The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on Channel Radio, Biz Radio, and Kent Radio, kentbusinessradio.co.uk. What have you done, bird?
Oh, God, I've got sweet.
You swallowed your sweet, haven't you? She swallowed her sweet
sideways. That's your fault.
Yeah.
I've got a really chewy sweet. Anyway, hello.
Hello. You swallowed your sweet, haven't you, love?
No, I'm trying to chew it. Carry on.
Cough it up.
Fill in for me.
Cough it up, chicken.
Nobody'll ever know.
You're listening to the Business Bunker Show here on Channel Radio, Biz Radio, and kentbusinessradio.co.uk on Tuesday the 26th of September. And you're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and...
And me, Bird.
And Bird.
That's much better.
It is, isn't it? It works better, that, doesn't it?
No, you look lovely now. Now we're on air.
I look lovely.
Yeah. Now we're on air. You've all of a sudden, he's changed.
Down, girl.
He was a grumpy Mr. I was
very grumpy.
I know. What I'm more concerned about is that obviously I'm a bit late.
Mm. I don't think you are.
But I'm not being funny. You've got a headphone to match your outfit. Mm-hmm. Paul's got one to match his outfit. And yet us three, no one bothered to check what we were wearing.
That's true. That is
well,
true.
Sorry, it's the show, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, can we note that down?
Okay, sorry, Natty. How are you, Mr. Andrews? You all right?
I'm okay, yeah.
Well, you're not really, are you? They're a bit echoey, by the way.
Yeah, no, you're echoing. I don't know why you're echoing.
I don't know. Do you want me to turn it down a bit? That's better.
Yeah.
That's much better.
Yeah, well, it's better for you, but it won't be better for anyone else.
Oh, well. How are you feeling? You're not right, are you?
I'm not right. I'm unwell. I need a nurse.
You're Manuel?
Manuel. No, I'm not Manuel. I need a nurse. Do you know a nurse?
Hello.
Hello. Oh, you're a nurse, aren't you? You need to mop my brow.
Oh,
have you got your brow mop? she's not going for that, is she?
Great bedside manner.
You got to remember that nurses are the worst person. When my children are ill, or if you're going to school, there's no mucking around. Well, now they've all left, so I don't really care whether they're sick or not, really.
Yeah, they've all left. I mean, the oldest one's nearly seven.
I've done hell of a good job, Jenny. Anyway, I liked your rant. It wasn't a rant, actually. It was very educated. Mm. Some feedback today on Facebook Live.
Yeah.
You had it all prepared, didn't you, or not? No, you didn't have it prepared.
No,
you
I didn't.
Had loads of feedback, and it was talking about knowledge. And I love that about knowledge. I've been speaking a lot. That's why I'm sounding so sexy, Mr. Andrew, just in case.
You are sounding a bit kind of gruff there,
I have been
aren't
speaking.
You?
I mean, Nettie, you've seen me speaking everywhere at the minute. Mm. I haven't stopped speaking yet.
And heard you. Not just seen you, heard you.
I try not to shout, and I really try to keep my energy levels down, but something happens to me.
How's that working out?
I'm really. I woke up this morning like bouncing off the walls, Belinda, and I thought, oh God, how's he going to cope with me today? He's not coping. I know, he's trying to tell me to fill in. Anyway, can you talk now or not?
No, I'm trying to fix something.
Shall I just carry on?
I'm going to talk to you about my little rant in a minute.
All right.
If you could just carry on with an email, that would be great.
So while I was speaking, it's really lovely actually, loads of people now, we were saying that Twitter's gone mad with us this week.
It has, it's gone absolutely ballistic.
Well, we've been speaking a lot, and because obviously we're both out there doing lots of stuff, we're getting loads of stuff coming. So here's some stuff that I've picked up along the way while speaking. So Wire in Kent have got some open days coming up, so you need to get along to them. Wednesday the 4th of October from 10 till 3:30. Now Wire, if I get this right, is Women in Rural Enterprise. It's a national business support network for rural business women, and it's a £12 ticket. And that includes lunch, refreshments, and ample free parking. Very interesting, this thing on ample free parking at the minute. I've got a guest coming on. I don't know if you've heard of James Sinclair. Heard of James Sinclair? Great, great businessman. He's coming on my show in about 6 weeks' time. And he did this video where he really sold his event.
James.
What?
Oh, no, James.
Oh, you want to join in now?
Yeah, sorry. I'm back.
Oh, nice. Anyway, James is coming on my show. James is brilliant, isn't he?
He is. He's excellent,
But he's really sold his event on having free parking. Is it something that we want from an event? It is, isn't it?
It is, because if you go somewhere and you've got, I don't know, it's an all-day event, there's a town with a big cathedral, city actually, quite near to here.
Right.
If you don't park and ride,
I know.
You've got 5 hours.
I know.
It's restrictive if there's not free parking.
So actually it's delaying business and it's delaying events, and you haven't always got time to do that if you've got a school run to do or whatever. So, yeah, I think it does
free
make
parking
sense.
Sells
free parking,
the event.
Put it there.
Love it. Then we've got Athena Network. Athena have a new group starting in Westrum. Is that right? Westrum.
Westrum, yeah.
Just not from these parts, I'm sorry.
Well, Westrum. Yeah, it's down on the Kent-Surrey border.
It's Westerham, it looks
yeah,
like
yeah, it's
to
Westrum.
Me.
It's pronounced Westrum. Trust me on this.
All right.
He's right.
10th of October.
I'm always right.
10th of October, 12 till 2 at Westerham Golf Club in Valance Park. And that's Westrum. That's like Mersham, isn't it?
Oh, don't go all jewels on me.
It's Mersham, it's not Mersham.
There are certain places in Kent that Jules just cannot pronounce. Chief amongst them are Trosley, which she insists on calling Trottersclift.
Yeah. Okay.
Iggatum, or Item as it's known to the rest of us. West Malin.
She also has a Chalock instead of a Chollock,
Instead
she?
Of Chollock,
yeah.
Yeah,
she does.
There's a definite O in Chalock, isn't there?
There definitely is.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, so this is Westrum. I was speaking...
Because you're not from round here, are you,
not
my
from
lover?
From these parts, no.
You're not, are you, my lover? Well, I needed you last week.
Why?
And you weren't here. Well, on National Pirate Day.
No, but I'll tell you, that's led me beautifully into where I was. I was speaking at Athena Networking up at Bromley. And they
were you
took
dressed
them,
as a pirate?
They took the mick out of me because it was Pirates Day. And they said, oh, let's all talk like Bird. How rude.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought it was very funny. So, yes, nice to have you back, Mr. Andrews.
Yeah, no, fine. Sorry, we had some
talk to me about this knowledge thing that you are on thinking about. Where has this come from?
It was just something I was thinking about. And you see loads of Facebook posts and tweets where people retweet stuff and post stuff and do stuff. And it drives me nuts because people live in a bubble, and if somebody posts something that they agree with, they'll retweet it or repost it. But they never think about it. They never challenge it and think, oh, I wonder if that's actually true, because they want it to be true, because they agree with it. If they don't agree with it, they just ignore it. And the thing that annoys me about that is you end up with this what they call fake news. It's not deliberately fake. It's just because people live in a bubble and want to retweet the stuff. But if you actually look at something and investigate it, there's always normally two sides to a story anyway, and it's normally not quite as prevalent as people say it is. What's the matter? What's she doing with it? She's got a banana.
And have you seen the picture she's put on of me on Twitter, and she's called me BYRD, not
B-I. I know,
B-I.
I couldn't find you.
Is she in one of those?
Have you seen this
listener, we have a problem with our chief sponsor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Naughty Nettie's wrong.
Yeah,
and she said that I'm looking glamorous, clearly not.
Yeah.
Sorry, carry on.
Far be it for me to interrupt your girl's playtime.
Our sponsor is just taking over the show, for goodness sake.
Sitting there scoffing a banana and putting up facetious tweets, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a classic example.
All I'd like to say is there's two sides to every story, and I thought you looked really glam today compared to usual.
Compared to usual, yeah, okay.
Anyway, there you go. So we have some emails. Shall I do some emails?
Yeah.
Shall I put it back on track a little bit?
Yeah, go for
it. Okay, here we go. Call to artists for the designers and makers market at Turner Contemporary. So artists, makers and designers are invited to submit their work for the designers and makers market held at Turner Contemporary in Margate on the 2nd and 3rd of this December. You know what that means?
Christmas.
That's when the excitement, you want to wait until December the 1st comes in, Mr. Andrews. You won't be able to contain me then.
Right.
We start talking about Elf every day. And you answer the phone.
About Elf?
Yeah. You have to watch Elf every day.
Do you?
And then you have to answer the phone in a funny way, because it's Christmas. Anyway, let's go back to this. The event is organised by Kent Creative in collaboration with Turner Contemporary. The deadline for submissions is the 15th of October at 5 p.m. Kent Creative and Turner Contemporary will select works from submissions following criteria based on quality and public appeal. The selected artist, 25 to 30, will be announced on the 18th of October. Good luck. That's around the same time as the London Marathon, so everybody should be finding out whether they've got a place around then as well.
Fantastic. Thank you, Bird.
Pleasure.
Right. We, as always, we want to hear from you, though, the businesses out there in the southeast of England. And you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can, in fact, call me on 01233 220035. That's Ashford. 01233 220035. You can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk, but by far and away the easiest way to interact with us live on the show is to tweet me at VanillaWeb and use the hashtag BBunker.
Hashtag Bee Bunker. Put that banana away, for goodness sake, Nettie.
Nearly finished.
Yeah, good.
Got lunch.
And don't throw the skin on the floor. Thank you. There's a bin under the table by your leg. She's got a bunch of bananas. I don't know why she's got a bunch of bananas. I've got a gorilla print that you can bid for.
Excellent.
Thinking about you with a banana.
What you're saying. We'll be having words. Two sides to every story, Paul.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So you can get in touch with us in all the long ways. You can tweet us. We have, in fact, had over 1,933,000,000 tweets already.
And you're not joking. This
and I'm not
been
joking
crazy.
This week. Yeah, it's gone absolutely
what
bananas.
What do you think that is?
I've no idea. Everything's gone bananas this week. The website stats have gone through the roof as well every day. So
crazy.
Really not sure.
Bananas are in, see?
But we're trying hard to drive them away. Excellent. Aren't we, Nettie?
Yes.
Good. Okay. I want to say a huge thank you to today's show sponsor, who are the Networkers Networking event, NNE1 on the Twitter. And they've got an event coming up soon. The Networkers Networking event is helping business owners to network more effectively and efficiently. And their next event is on Thursday, November the 2nd. It's from 9:30 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. And it's at the Kenwood Trust Conference Centre, which is an absolutely gorgeous location in Yalding, just outside Maidstone. At the Kenwood Trust there. It's a fabulous, fabulous place. Set in the stunning location of Kenwood Trust Conference Centre, Yalding, we look forward to welcoming you to an event that's all about networking. Networking is one of the best ways to spread the message about what you do, who you are, and it allows you to meet a huge variety of different business owners who you may be able to work with or who can pass on your message for you. The Networkers Networking event is suitable for you if you've just started networking and are unsure of where to go or how to do it effectively. You network already but are frustrated because you don't think it's working for you. You're a serial networker who loves networking and don't want to miss a great networking opportunity, Bird. Or
I don't network.
Or you can hear from four great speakers at this event. Spencer Wood.
I've still never met him yet.
Have you not met Spencer? No. He's brilliant. He's a close-up magician. And he's really good.
What does that mean?
What's that mean? He does magic right before your face.
In your face?
Yeah.
With no sleeves.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Gemma Fairclough-Haynes of Orchard Employment Law, Chris Pollard and Mark Goldfinch are the speakers. If you'd like to book your ticket, go to butterfliesbusinessevents.co.uk/NNE. That's butterfliesbusinessevents.co.uk/NNE. So thank you to them for sponsoring today's show. We really do appreciate it. And the Business Bunker and the team will be at the Networking Networkers event. Hey, listen, there's an accolade here for the Rift Group.
Hey.
Yeah.
What am I going to talk about later if you do that now? Go on, go for it.
Yeah.
We can talk about it twice.
Yeah, absolutely. They've won a Chamber Award, Business Award.
Yeah.
Not any old Chamber, though.
No.
Ashford-based Rift Group have been crowned one of the winners in the Southern Region. Okay. In the Southern Region, I have you know. Heats of the British Chambers of Commerce Business Awards 2017. In their 14th year, the awards are a highlight of the business calendar, recognising the key role that local businesses play in driving the UK economy. As the Excellence in Customer Service winner, Rift Group will now go forward to represent the Southern Region in the national finals, which take place in London in November.
Absolutely.
We're on our way to Wembley.
It's like Strictly.
Yeah, oh, right.
Blackpool.
Rift Group were a key employer in the county and have been working with Kent and national businesses since 1999. Over this time, their business has diversified and services ranging from claiming tax refunds for individuals through to helping small business innovators claim R&D tax credits and, of course, accounting services. And as Nettie said, she'll probably talk about that a bit more in a moment.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
I've stolen your thunder, have I?
That was my main event today.
Was it?
Was that one.
Was it?
But we can talk about it more. I'm happy to talk about Rift all afternoon, so that's fine.
Well, we just thought we'd give you
really,
a bit of recognition.
No, we're really, really pleased, and it's great to go forward on
it. Cool, and we will talk. Yeah. We will talk more about it if we let you on in the second half.
Thank you.
And that's all right, no problem. Just to let you know as well, I presented the Swale Business Awards last Friday. Which is a brilliant event. We had 250 people there.
That's lovely.
At the dinner. It was really fantastic. There were 17 category winners, but I just want to say a big shout out to the overall Swale Business of the Year, which is a company called Gallery Direct UK. Really fantastic company, Interiors.
Okay.
They're online. Well, they're not online, actually, because they sell wholesale to other retailers like John Lewis and stuff like that, but based in Swale. So fantastic stuff. So congratulations to Gallery Direct and the 17 other category winners and all the nominees. Fantastic evening, brilliant evening over there at the Barnyard in Upchurch.
Awesome.
Good stuff. Do you want to read a tweet?
Yep. Good morning from Jamaica. Guess who that is? Tracy Ferguson.
That'll be Tracy and Mike.
Yeah. So have a great show. Thank you very much. Also from the Right Event. Yes, please, Paul. Love a shout out for our family run business. The Right Event is the home of team building in the southeast. I'd like to have a chat with them, actually. Been looking at doing some of this. Shout out, please, Paul. What is it? Have they forgotten me?
What?
Everybody's just shout out, please, Paul. If you would like to learn more about the FSP. Oh,
come on, guys. She's feeling lonely. Come on. Somebody mention Bird.
I did. I put a picture up. She didn't like it. Yeah.
And what did she do, Nettie? She moaned.
I know, see?
You've made me look like I'm about 95 in there. And I look like Deirdre Barlow. And
I
look,
think
like
you
a
look
turtle.
Older than that, honey.
So anyway, this is FSB. This is Andrew Knott. And he said, give him a call. I love doing numbers. You know I do. 07747114627.
Fantastic. I've had a tweet from the the Organic Sisters. I nearly got that wrong.
Did you?
Yeah, the Organic Sisters. Definitely the Organic Sisters. Caroline and Liz. Riverford_Kent is their Twitter handle. And they say, we've got the new season recipes, organic vegetable boxes delivered all over Kent. Riverford.co.uk/recipes if you want to check it out. Or follow them on the Twitter, Riverford_Kent.
Last shout out for Slow Puff Friday.
Yeah.
You going?
No, I've never been to a Slow Puff Friday. I'm never going to a Slow Puff Friday, ever.
I'm standing there with you.
Yeah.
I'm not going.
I get a phone call every Friday.
I'm scared.
Why are you scared?
Belinda. Why are we
scared?
Do
you not know about Slow Puff Friday?
Slow Puff Friday.
Well, it sounds
good.
It's supposed
to be networking.
To me.
Yeah. There's no networking going on there. Yeah. Anyway, Slow Puff Friday. It's on the 29th of September at 2 o'clock. Mm. Where is it to?
Posillipo.
There we go.
Is it Posillipo in Faversham, presumably, or is it... There's three Posillipos.
It is Faversham.
Yeah, it's down by the creek. It's a lovely place.
Is it?
It's
is it
fantastic.
Italian?
Yeah, it's a pizza place. Nice. Posillipo's really nice. There's, they've got three branches, Ramsgate, Canterbury and Faversham, and the one in Faversham is down on the creek. It's really, really lovely there. Really nice.
Cool.
So they'll be there till at least 4 a.m, won't they?
Good luck with that.
Yeah. And my phone will be going all night, going, oh, we're having a lovely time. Can you come and pick us up? We're all drunk.
Exactly. Mm. Joe Olsop's asking for a shout out as well. Please, Vanilla Web, for coming. They're coming on to the show. They're coming on to the show on the 10th of October.
They are, yeah.
To talk about the At Show Home Network plans and Wild Devlin hosted launch. Qu'est-ce que c'est? What's that?
What?
Will Devlin.
Will Devlin. He's a chef.
I thought it said Wild.
I'm sure he is now. I'm sure he's not happy with that now.
So that's the Show Home Network launch, and that's on Tuesday the 17th of October, and that's at 6:30. We love Joe. Joe's been on loads of times with us now, hasn't she? But yeah. She's going to come and talk about that on the 10th.
I'm not sure why I've got this, but Jules has sent me a photograph of her restaurant receipt bill, which has the Wi-Fi code printed in big letters on the bottom. But what use that is, seeing as she's in Hong Kong, I'm not really sure what use that is to us, to be honest.
How funny.
Thanks for that, Jules. I hope you enjoyed it. Apparently she's tucking into a plate of pigs, trotters, cows, hooves and intestines or something.
Nice.
Lovely.
Nice. Mm. Hello, Vanilla Web, from the favourite video producer. That will be Justin Dean. How's your body, Justin?
Because he did a tough mudder,
didn't he? Yeah, I went down to Brighton to see Louis on Sunday, and they had all the signs up for Tough Mudder. Something I never really wanted to do, to get electrocuted in the face or anything like that. Really not my thing. I'd rather just be in pain in some other ways.
Yeah, but you do Iron Woman stuff.
I know. It's not Iron Woman. It's Iron Man.
Sorry, Iron Man.
It's Iron Man. Yeah. And I've got a big race coming up.
You got a big what?
Big race.
Oh, big race. Okay.
Coming up called the Ball Buster.
Have you?
Yeah, no, it is called the Ball Buster.
Yeah, I know it is. Go on.
Because
you have to run uphill, don't you?
Up. What was it? Box Hill.
Box Hill, yeah.
Five times. So it's 2 miles up. Mm. So you do it 10 times, at 5 times, which is 10 miles.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's good.
It's good.
I love it.
That is a liberal use of the word good, really,
but
isn't it?
I wouldn't
it?
Want to be electrocuted in the face from Tough Mudder.
Would you not?
No.
I think I'd prefer to be electrocuted in the face rather than run up Box Hill five times, if I'm really honest.
Suggesting
less. Very steep Box Hill.
It's not that bad. Honestly, it's not that bad. On its own, it's all right. Yeah, Leaf Hill's harder. But yeah, it's not so bad. It's not so bad.
What's the time limit? Five times.
That's a really good question.
I know.
There is a time limit, Nettie. So if you don't, it's an 8 mile loop. If you don't run the loop quick enough, because they know then you're not going to do the bike fast enough, they chop you off. So you might have done, can you believe this? You might have done like 3/4 of the race and they say to you, I'm sorry, my lover, but you can't carry on. How awful's that? But they do that in Ironman as well.
See, I'd be relieved. But
I go, thank you so much.
But this is what I love about it. You need to have trained super, super intelligently. And also, there's only then a certain level that of fitness that will go there, because they know that level of endurance, of integrity that needs to come through. So I love it. It's my favourite race of the year. 4th of November, Ball Buster. Come and watch.
Cool.
Wow.
We're talking about running, funnily enough. I've got a tweet here from the Bridge Trust. And they say, hi Vanilla Web, hi Business Bunker. Could we have a shout out, please? We have 3 places in the Tunbridge Half Marathon this Sunday and they need runners. There you go. October the 1st. Local charity, the Bridge Trust, has 3 places. All they ask is for runners to raise sponsorship for their work.
Nice.
There you go. So if you're at a loose end,
I'm on my bike.
You can go and run around Tunbridge.
No.
Right.
They've got no parking. Does my head in.
It's important, see? Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's true.
Yeah.
James Sinclair will love us, because I'll be like saying to him, James, it's really important about parking. It doesn't matter what content you're going to give us, it's the parking.
It's the main thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is true.
Exactly.
Do you know what we're going to do now? We're going to have some tunage.
What have you done today?
No, I've just picked a song at random.
Any reason?
No. Just picked it at random.
Not
just
to pick
I like
on me
it.
Or anything?
No, it's not aimed at you at all.
That's a first.
Yeah, you can tell that because it's a love song. Oh, I love you really, Bird.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You're the light. You're the night, you're the color of my blood. You're the cure, you're the pain. You're the only thing I wanna touch. Never knew that it could mean so much. So much. You're the fear, I don't care. Cause I've never been so high. Follow me through the dark. Let me take you past the satellite. You can see the world you brought to life. To life. So love me like you do. La la, love me like you do. Love me like you do. La la, love me like you do. Touch me like you do. Ta ta, touch me like you do. What are you waiting for? Fading. On the edge of paradise, every inch of your skin is a holy grail I've gotta find. Only you can set my heart on fire. On fire. Yeah, I'll let you set the pace.
Rift Accounting. Safety in numbers. Riftaccounting.com.
Right, time for work. I'm off to Channel Facilities Management. Oh, didn't I say? I don't work for them. What I mean is, I don't start work without them. Channel Facilities Management is where local businesses go for no-hassle, peace-of-mind commercial cleaning, security, janitorial supplies and facilities management. Operating a safe, green and eco-friendly service with no chemicals used. Channel Facilities Management. Don't start work without them. Just call 0800 612 4415 or visit channelfm.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live, register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com. Want more business in Kent? Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join our supplymybusiness.co.uk Kent Business Community today.
Your business will grow if you take advice from people who've been there and done it. See and hear world-class business experts in masterclasses and workshops at the only business conference worth visiting. The Grow Kent Annual Conference, November the 30th at the Ashford International Hotel. Get tickets at growkent.co.uk.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on Kent Business Radio, Biz Radio and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, September the 26th with me, Paul Andrews, and the lovely...
Bird.
Bird. Just like that. Bird. Can't you even do your surname on a bike?
Is that my surname?
Yeah, Ms. on a bike.
Don't I
can't. Is that hyphenated?
Yeah.
My name is hyphenated, actually, yeah, Belinda.
Yeah. It's her first name is hyphenated. You know,
I'm crying again every week. Anyway, I've got to be professional. How are you doing?
I'm all right, Miss on the bike. I like that now. Hello.
Somebody said to me the other day when I was speaking, they went, "Did you come on your bike?" Went not all the way to Bromley, no. Although I would, but I did set off wrong.
Well, you should have done because the park is awful. Hey, listen, I've had a couple of tweets which I'm going to read in a minute, but that's kind of inspired me to tell you about this Friday, of course, because we've got a big event going down this Friday. We've got the Gorillas and Gowns charity fashion show at the Port Lim Hotel in aid of the Aspinall Foundation for work with gorillas in the Congo. It's taking place this Friday on the 29th of September from 6:30 in the evening until 11:30, raising funds to support the Aspinall Foundation work with gorillas in the Congo. Hosted by Amanda Flanders of Butterflies and Dreams Events and me of the Business Bunker radio show, in collaboration with photographer Jane Mucklow and fashion designers Caroline Bruce and Josh Bartfield Birch Jones. Josh is a 12-year-old fashion designer who designs women's business and evening wear, specifically for the boardroom. Guests will be welcomed with a glass of bubbly and canapes in the stunning setting of the main Port Lim house before moving to the Aspinall suite for a fashion show, deluxe buffet and a live auction. Everyone is guaranteed an evening of fun and entertainment with a chance to view and purchase some exquisite pieces of clothing and some exquisite auction prizes. Then later in the evening, you can win loads and loads of things. There's a whole list of things, but I'll tell you what, the easiest way to view these, because you can bid, and we have had some bids already.
Really?
Yeah, by email. You can bid by email if you can't make the event, because there are just some fantastic pieces of art. There's some fantastic clothing, items of clothing. There's also opportunities to adopt an animal, to stay in the Treehouse Hotel at Port Lim, and there's just loads and loads of things. So the best thing to do is go have a look at them. And if you can't make the event, there's only a few tickets left anyway. If you can't make the event on Friday, then do feel free to bid by email, because there's some brilliant, brilliant things there. Okay. So if you go to butterfliesanddreamsevents.co.uk/gorillas-gowns. So that's butterfliesanddreamsevents.co.uk/gorillas-gowns.
And do, if you can, do please come along, book a book a ticket. It's £45 a person, and everything, every single penny is going to the charity. And Aspinall's will be there on the night. Mr. Paul Farthing, who's the CEO of the Trust, he will be there talking about the work that they do. So it's going to be a fabulous evening. And I've just seen a couple of tweets. We've got we're being joined on the evening by Gemma Collins.
Oh, awesome. Yeah,
of TOWIE. And also Gemma Oaten from Emmerdale. So they're both coming. So thank you, ladies. Thank you for your support. And thank you for coming. We should look forward to seeing you there.
Mm.
And in fact, I think Gemma has... donated one of the auction prizes, which is a £200 voucher for her boutique.
Nice.
So, cool. Very nice. Good. So, Gorillas and Gowns, this Friday, 29th of February, be there. If you can't be there, bid for something in the auction online. By email.
Nice.
Bird.
Well, I quite like this. Backbone Drums has sent us a tweet saying, "Hi, Paul, Business Bunker." Clearly, I'm not even here anymore. "We have launched our first app called the Drummables on Apple and Android, designed to teach kids from 3 to learn the drums." Yep. I love this.
It's fantastic, isn't it?
I really do, because I tell you why. And Phil Wilson has
yeah, I was going to say Phil, who's a professional drummer. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, he's saying he loves these guys. He said he's using their books and software to teach. And it's really forward thinking. And I cannot tell you how important it is to get your children to be learning super, super early. Because you look at my Louis, he's 16. He's down in Brighton. He's in the British Institute of Music. He takes my breath away every time I see him. And he started super young. And just the learning process isn't then a fight. It's not this battle within. It's just part of the process. So I love what you're doing, Backbone Drums. Keep going. Oh, hold on a minute. Oh, no. On today's show, that was with me, Barden a Bike. I just wanted to say me. Because everybody's forgotten me on the tweets. So could you please tweet me, please?
Yeah.
At Barden a Bike.
Yeah.
Or Ms.
Ms. on a Bike.
That's it now, isn't it?
Ms. on a Bike.
Yeah. Anyway,
you sound like someone from Yorkshire, don't you?
I'm trying like, not to.
Pick a dyke.
I'm really trying hard today. Can I just say I'm really trying hard? Anyway, let's get on some emails. We've got Kent Creative Awards. Entries are now open for the 2018 edition, an annual event. The Kent Creative Awards celebrate the arts and culture in Kent. If you contribute to the artistic and cultural life of the county as an individual or an organisation, you can enter for a chance to get promotion and recognition. There are several categories and a simple entry form to fill in. And we have a fantastic team of judges so far. So look at your work. And you go into kentcreativearts.co.uk. Get on there now.
Fantastic. We've had a tweet from the Innovation Tribe. Innovation Adam is their Twitter handle. And they say, "Vanilla Web, we'd love a shout out, please. Crowdkick campaign to turn reward points into charity. And it's already up to 70%. Basically, what these guys are doing, they've come up with a really fantastic scheme. You know, if you have a loyalty card and you get like Avios points or reward points, so many of us never use them. Yeah. It's like me. I never use my Sparks card in Marks and Spencer's. I've got thousands of Avios points. I don't even know what they
only
are.
Only you would have a Sparks card.
I've got a Sparks card.
Have you, Belinda?
Yeah, see me. All the best people.
I use mine.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. Well, I never use mine.
But, you know, I swipe.
Waitrose is the worst one. I've got a Waitrose card and I've got no idea what you do with it.
Exactly. So what this crowdfunder is doing is it's a system to enable you to donate all the points you've collected that you don't care about to charity.
That's a great idea.
What a fantastic idea. It is an absolutely brilliant idea, and they're crowdfunding at the moment. It's already at 70% subscription.
Wow.
Best thing to do is follow Innovation Adam on the Twitter, and then you can find out about their reward. There's a Twitter handle specifically for it, which is Reward My Cause, is the Twitter handle. So do check that out. It's an absolutely brilliant idea.
Great.
Made out. They were talking about it when they were on the show a few weeks ago. Absolutely fantastic idea. Do you know what we're going to do now?
No.
We're going to talk to our first guest.
Excellent.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker in person for the very first time, the lovely Belinda Raitt. Belinda is from Local Indies, which is a fairly new established business.
It's only launched in August.
Exactly. So, it's a month old now.
I know.
Oh, it's old hat now.
Exactly.
Belinda, welcome to the Business Bunker Show. It's an absolute pleasure to see you, as always. Thank you. Why don't you kick off by telling us about Local Indies?
Local Indies, yes. It's an online marketplace for local independent businesses.
Fantastic.
you know, so the name sort of...
It says what it does on the tin.
It does on the tin.
Yeah, exactly.
Although I think Jules Serkin, I saw, tweeted saying if we had a lingerie shop on there...
A lingerie shop?
It might not be called Local Indies.
Oh, I see. I see what she did there. Local Undies. Okay. All right. Yeah, we could go with that, couldn't we?
Yeah, maybe.
Typical of Jules, mind. Yeah.
I know. So, so Local Indies is basically for independent businesses across Kent and Sussex to sell online.
That's fantastic. Yeah. We are actually blessed in this county and some of them in Sussex. We're blessed with a lot of independent organisations of all kinds, but specifically shops and traders that are just exquisite.
We've got some. I think it's up to about 80% or something, or maybe more actually.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are small independent businesses in this county.
Absolutely, and it's we've got some fabulous businesses here. So you know what you're doing is really really important, and giving them a shop window.
Yeah, that's exactly
on the net.
It's you know to try and I mean a whole variety of different businesses and different sizes of businesses I'm hoping to attract and actually are already on there you know ranging from a market trader to you know people who just normally sell at farmers markets shops, people who've already got Etsy sites are on there. I mean, you know, people are recognising that actually it's just another way to reach more customers.
Yeah, absolutely.
And how I came up with the idea was because, you know, I love to shop local and I know, you know, a lot of people do, but it's not always that easy to go and find these local shops. And as you say, you know, they're all over the place. And so bring them all together in one marketplace.
Absolutely. And, there are, you kind of hit the nail on the head. But when you look around, one, you don't always know where they are because one of the drawbacks of small independent shops is they don't have big marketing budgets.
Yeah, exactly.
So they can't, you know, make themselves visible to everybody right across the county in any other way. And also, of course, they're not all in the same place. You know, there might be a fabulous furniture shop in Sevenoaks and a great cheese shop in Tunbridge Wells, but, you know, you don't want to drive backwards and forwards to, you know, to do that kind of shopping, which is where supermarkets entered the fray 70 years ago by putting everything in one place to make it easier for you to shop.
Yeah,
the trouble with supermarkets is they don't sell, you know, good local independent quality products.
No.
So you've kind of made a supermarket for indies, really.
Yeah, or an Amazon, you know.
Absolutely. Ambition. I like ambition.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
Jeff, she's on the way for you, mate.
I'm on it.
Watch out.
Yeah.
You kind of got this idea of putting this together. And how long did it take you to get it all sorted out and get it arranged?
I've been thinking about it for about a year, probably. Mm. Came up with the idea about a year ago. Mm. And the web development took about 6 months, all in all. I mean, it's a massive e-commerce platform.
It's a big e-commerce platform.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. I mean, it's, you know, if you think about, you know, one e-commerce site for one shop, well, it's that, you know, hundredfold or whatever.
Yeah.
So, it was a big thing to develop. And for me to get my head around all of that took quite a lot of time as well.
It's a big undertaking,
isn't
it? Yeah,
it is. I obviously didn't program it all myself.
Did you not?
No. it took about 6 months and, launched in August.
Okay. So step us through. I mean, there's going to be two sides to this, isn't there? There's your consumer use of it, which presumably just... involves us finding you, logging on, having a look around and going, oh, I like that,
exactly.
And buying it. Well, that's the easy bit. So from an independent supplier's point of view, how does it work for them?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head when you mentioned earlier that a lot of these small businesses don't have very much of a marketing budget or they just don't have the time to do it. If they're going to, you know, fair after fair, trade show after trade show, you know, they just don't have time to do anything
else. Yeah.
So part of what I offer the people who sell on the site is the marketing for them. I mean, there's partly the thing about it being a marketplace, and so there's strength in numbers and, you know, the opportunistic thing that if somebody's on there browsing for something else and they come across your site, there's obviously that side of the marketing. But what I offer is much more kind of like social media. My background is as a business coach and content marketing. So I'm bringing that experience to it, and that's what I offer people on the site. You know, I'll talk about them in blog posts. I'll feature them across, you know, all social media. I'm doing a lot of marketing in print and, as well, on the radio.
So in terms of how the site works, does each independent retailer have their own section on the site, or is it an amalgamation of different products?
It's an amalgamation of different products if you choose the basic level, but you can supercharge up,
right,
and then you get your own micro store,
right?
And you know, so then all your products are featured there, and people can click on your shop name and go and see all your products and nobody else's products. But otherwise, it's just a sort of mishmash, which is quite nice, really, because you know, you get the variety of seeing what's what and what's new and
Okay, and you're focusing on businesses in Kent and East Sussex?
Kent and Sussex. I'm sort of Kent and Sussex generally, but I mean, I live in Tunbridge Wells, so sort of East Sussex is easier for me to get to.
Yeah, Kent, East Sussex is really technically part of Kent, really,
isn't
exactly.
it? Yeah, exactly. So yeah, so at the moment, Kent and Sussex it is.
Okay, cool. So, and you launched in August.
Yep.
So you've been going just over a month. Yep. How's it going?
It's okay. Obviously, the thing at the moment is to get enough sellers on there to then attract buyers who will look at the site.
It's a virtuous circle,
and,
isn't it?
And it's so kind of, you know, you've got to get the balance right, because, you know, and in the early days, I hope that buyers will understand that, okay, there's maybe not as much variety on there yet, but, you know, there will be. I'm trying to attract more food sellers on there at the moment.
Okay.
We've got a really nice selection of gifts,
right,
and we've got photographers on there, local artists, and lots of different gifts, homewares, a book, all, you know, sort of got quite a good variety of stuff. We do have one off license on there,
right,
Firkins, who's selling local Kentish beers and ales and things.
Okay.
And Wild and Shrub chutneys, but they're the only sort of, you know,
conceivable products. So you're particularly on a drive for local artisan food producers at the moment, which is interesting, because they're, in my experience, local artisan food producers are the biggest category of people that struggle with this thing that we talked about just now. I don't know if you know, I used to do a food show on this very channel, and we talked to a lot of artisan food producers, and the big problem that artisan food producers have is moving from their kitchen table to a proper production, because, you know, it's really, really hard, and they just don't have the facilities or the budget to ramp it up. So what you're doing should be perfect for them.
Yeah,
and it's really interesting. I own Fruitworks in Canterbury, and we recently expanded. And one of the things we looked at for the space downstairs was an indoor market. But we really struggled with it, because, for exactly what you said, Belinda, a lot of the local producers said, but I can't come and run a market because during the week I have to make the products that I'm going to sell in the market on a Saturday. And therefore, I can't be there every day. I can only do markets on a Saturday. So they really are the ultimate kind of thing that which should work on your site, really, isn't it? So it's just a question of getting in front of them and letting them know that you're there, really.
Yeah.
So she's there, folks. You've been looking for it. This is where you need it. Absolutely. And there are lots and lots and lots of artisan food producers, you know, chocolate producers, sauces, like Muschamp and Benenden sauce and all the other local sauce producers and stuff like that.
The thing that maybe is kind of holding them back is the delivery aspect of it, because obviously, you know, a pot of jam is quite heavy. And so there's, I think sometimes when I've been talking, because I've obviously been going around a lot of markets and things and talking to traders and things. And so I think sometimes that seems to be the thing that holds people back from going online, or food producers back from going online, is the sort of postage. But I'm working out a deal with Parcelforce for economies of scale, so that we can sort of do better deals on.
You'd be interested in knowing about one of our other sponsors then, who are a company called CourierBid. And CourierBid, who are a Kent-based organisation, are just in the process of putting up a website called CourierBid. And the idea is that you get low-cost delivery via the website.
Perfect. That's
and
what we need.
What they're looking at is delivery vans and lorries that are going back empty, so that they've been somewhere to deliver and would normally go back empty, and they're kind of doing low cost, fill it up to take it back type stuff. So that could work nicely.
That would be brilliant. Yes, I'd love to get in touch with them.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Sean Power is the chap's name.
Okay.
And it's Courier Bid, and you can follow them on the Twitter. I think their Twitter handle is Courier Bid LTD, I think, is their Twitter handle.
Lovely.
Brilliant. So, yeah, no, you're absolutely right. But that's part of being a fruit producer and having to go to the next level is and a lot of people struggle with this in that marketplace, because what they're good at is making the product.
Yeah.
What you end up doing as a business, though, is becoming a logistics and supply chain business, and a lot of people kind of don't enjoy that side of it.
No. And that's where I come in.
Absolutely. So that's what you can bring to it. I love the website, by the way. The design of it's really funky and cool, isn't it?
Jez Timms from Torpedo Juice.
Oh, was it Jez? Yeah, okay,
he does
yeah.
A great job
it was Torpedo
design.
Juice, isn't it? Yeah,
that's
yeah,
right.
Fantastic. No, good stuff. So, what are the plans, Belinda? How do you see this going? Apart from putting Amazon out of business,
obviously, I want to grow it more in Kent and Sussex, but then. You know, I would like to go global with
the world.
At least go national with it, you know.
Sure.
I mean, I think local is the way things are going, without a doubt, aren't they, at the moment?
I have been in all kinds of things, not just with this. Mm. For the last 5 years, I've been walking around doing talks about the fact that the life has changed and everything is more local. Everything, from politics downwards, everything is more local. One of the strange things about the power of the internet is it's enabled us to be global, but because we can be global, we can also be more local, if that doesn't sound too mad.
That's exactly it.
And that's where we are. Everything is now moving towards bottom up and being much more customer focused and people focused on the ground. So couldn't agree with you more. Yeah. I think it's a fabulous thing that you're doing. I think it's a really good idea. And we wish you much success with it, Belinda.
Thanks
so
very much.
So give us a shout out for how people can find out about the site itself, how they can follow you on social media and all those other things.
And all the rest of it. Okay, the website is www.localindies.co.uk. And that tells you how to become a seller on there as well, and more information about that. And then social media, there's Facebook, which is Local Indies, Twitter, local_indies, and Instagram, local_indies.
Fantastic. Belinda, thank you so much for that. It's
thank
a real
you.
Pleasure to see thank you again. And we wish you much success, Miss On A Bike and I.
Thank you very
much. Wish you much success with your venture. It's a fantastic thing you're doing, and I know it will be successful. Thanks for joining us. Do stay with us for the rest of the show, and do feel free to join in. But for the moment, Belinda Raitt of Local Indies, thank you so much.
Thank
That's
you.
Brilliant. You can do one email, Bird, and then or a tweet, your choice, and then we're going to do
the
FSB news.
Denise Wilton is bang on it with her gift. So she's got a bird and a bike listening. Hashtag Bee Bunker on return from FSB Women Brunch. And she said, good luck with all your ball breaking. Go bananas. And then she's got a man covered in bananas, Nettie.
Excellent.
I just thought that would help
Excellent.
You.
Banana
and
man.
Also, can I just say, Chris Hyde, you are genius. He's found a parrot on a bike.
A parrot on a bike?
Yeah, so that's me.
Fantastic. Good.
What's he trying to say?
A parrot on a bike.
That I talk too much.
No.
Would you think it's more the parrot?
No, I think it's talk like a pirate. Talk like a pirate.
That's right.
Aye,
that's my, very yeah. clever. Oh. That's nearly like Nettie's anchor.
Exactly, yeah.
We won't be talking about that.
Anchor
though.
On the head.
On the head.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway, do you know what we're going to do now?
Let's do it.
Channel Radio News Update.
It's that time in the show where we do the news update from the Federation of Small Business. There's a Women in Business brunch taking place in Dartford on Tuesday, October the 3rd from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's at the Base Point Business Centre, Dartford, and it's part of the FSB Connecting Women. All the things I'm going to read out here, you can actually find out the details and book your place by going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk and hit the FSB tab and then hit the event tab, and you can find out all about it and book your places there. There's networking in Maidstone on Wednesday, October the 11th, from 5:30 in the evening until 7 p.m. And that's at the Metro Bank store. and that's at 10 Week Street, Maidstone. Join local business owners and get connected, meet like-minded individuals, build connections, grow and develop your business through high-quality face-to-face networking and business information in an enjoyable and relaxed environment. So that's at Metro Bank, 10 Week Street, Maidstone, Wednesday, October the 11th. There's a Federation of Small Business Bank of England roundtable on October the 18th from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. at the Innovation Centre, Medway. You can go along and share your business experience directly with the Bank of England, and you can hear the bank's current thinking on the overall economy, and you can hear from Alex, who's a local agent for the Bank of England, talking about the economy and the plans that the Bank of England have. So it's free to attend, and there's lunch provided.
What do you think?
What do I think?
About that.
About that?
Yeah, Bank of England.
What about it?
Just ask him what you think.
I'm on the regional panel.
Nice. Women in Business, Western Hanger Castle, Tuesday the 26th of September. I know it's today. I know it's just finished because Denise has just told us, but they do have this once a month. So it's 10:30 till 12, Western Hanger Castle in Hyde, and that's with the beautiful Sarah.
That was this morning.
But I just thought I'd give it a shout out. Well, yeah. You know, because it's every month.
Yeah, okay.
I just thought it'd be nice.
Fair enough. On the bike.
Cool. New wellbeing campaign launched. Small business owners and their staff are at the heart of a new campaign on health and wellbeing launched by the FSB this week alongside organisations including Public Health, England and Mind. FSB has developed Wellbeing in Small Business and a short guide aimed at providing ideas about how businesses can improve mental health and wellbeing. It includes advice on how to start conversations about stress, tackling loneliness, in-work fitness groups and improving the physical environment. Now, all the information and advice is available on the new Wellbeing in Small Business Hub, and you can catch up with the two-week campaign on FSB's Twitter and Facebook pages where we have been sharing infographics and videos. So that is fsb.org.uk.
Fantastic. There's an FSB Connect Festive Tenterton Networking on Wednesday, November the 15th. They're getting in early, mind, aren't they? 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the lovely Secret Pantry, which is 100 the High Street, Tenterton. Join local business owners and get connected. Meet like-minded individuals, build connections, grow and develop your business through high-quality face-to-face networking. So, as I say, you can book that through the Kent Business Radio website on the FSB tab.
But it's a secret.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready for the Small Business Saturday bus tour. Small Business Saturday has announced plans for this year's bus tour. Starting on Monday, the 23rd of October in Dundee, the bus will travel to 29 different towns and cities. Launching during the tour is a new mentoring program, as well as the Small Business Saturday Blue Sofa. What's that? Where interviews and Q&A sessions will be streamed via Facebook Live. Do they need me? I think they might. For dates and locations of their tour, click here. It's in Scotland. I cannot understand a word the Scottish say.
All
it's
right.
True. I don't understand them.
See you.
Carry on.
Thank you. The search is on for the Southeast's most outstanding small business. The FSB Celebrating Small Business Awards 2018 are now open. They opened on the 11th of September, and you can enter your small business in the southeast of England, and you have until January 2018 to enter, and it's free to do that. The awards will celebrate the best of the area's 392,085 small businesses and their vast contribution to both the regional and national economies. The Southeast Area winners of 12 award categories will be announced at an awards ceremony at Sandown Park Racecourse in Surrey, and will then go forward to the National UK Federation of Small Business Celebrating Small Business Awards final, where the overall FSB UK Small Business of the Year 2018 will be announced in May of next year. The 12 Celebrating Small Business Award categories are Business Exporter of the Year, Ethical Green Business of the Year, Business and Product Innovation Award, the Digital Business of the Year, the Micro Business of the Year, the Startup of the Year, the Scale-Up of the Year, the Family Business of the Year, the Young Entrepreneur of the Year, the Employer of the Year, the Triumph Over Adversity Award, which is interesting, and the Community Award. For further information and to enter the awards, if you go to www.fsbawards.co.uk. Fantastic. What?
I've only got one left. Go on, you carry on.
You got none left?
No.
I've got one left. Your views are being sought on apprenticeship funding. The Department for Education want to hear your views on apprenticeship funding by completing a short survey. apprenticeship funding has been reformed again, and this survey offers a further opportunity to comment on how changes to funding have affected you and your organisation. To give your views, go to consult.education.gov.uk/apprenticeships. That's consult.education.gov.uk/apprenticeships. If you have any questions about this, you can get in touch with the Education and Skills Policy Advisor at the FSB, Annie Peake.
Minister, to name and shame councils on business rates. We were only talking about this earlier.
Yep.
Responding to local government minister Marcus Jones' decision to publish a list of local authorities that have successfully administered the rates relief schemes announced at the budget next month. Mike Cherry, Federation of Small Businesses national chairman, said, "We've been calling for ministerial intervention to unblock the emergency hardship relief announced at the previous budget to help those businesses most affected by 2017. Re-evaluation. So the relief could be the difference between surviving and shutting up shop for some small businesses. Small business right across the country will welcome today's announcement to name local authorities that have distributed the funds to businesses that need it. Crucially, this will also reveal any that have not. We hope this threat to publish will lead to all England and Wales councils to be included on the minister's list in 3 weeks' time. Today, I call on every council to get their house in order. It beggars belief that pledges made at one budget may not be delivered by the next one." You had it spot on. That there's no responsibility taken.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an omni shambles.
Beautiful.
It's the biggest shambles ever. It's a dreadful, dreadful, dreadful shambles. Cool.
Channel Radio News Update.
That brings us to the end of our FSB News Update for another week. I've still got tweets coming in. We've still got emails to read. We're going to cross over to the newsroom shortly. But I've had a tweet from Ashford Volunteer Centre. And they say, "Hi, Vanilla Web. Hi, Business Bunker. Hello from the Ashford Volunteer Centre. Ashford VC is their Twitter handle. And our fabulous team of volunteers. Do please find out about the work that they're doing and do help them out. That's the Ashford Volunteer Centre. Give them a follow on the Twitter. Ashford VC. Also, I've had a tweet from Swale Means Business. And their Twitter handle is Swale Means. And they say, "Hello, Vanilla Web. Could we have a shout out for our event on the 4th of October, helping businesses to reduce their energy bill? There's a Green Business Fund workshop in Sittingbourne, an introduction to the Carbon Trust Green Business Fund. There's lots of details. There's an Eventbrite booking page. The easiest way to find out about it, because I can't read it all because it's all on a very short tweet, obviously, is to follow them on the Twitter. Swale Means is their Twitter handle. And do find out about their workshop on the 4th of October. But I think what we're going to do now, young Ms. on a bike, I'm going to drive you nowhere.
All the Scots as well. There's something gone down. Apparently, I had to slap them in the face. It wasn't that. I just don't understand them.
You can't.
I'm from the other end of the country.
You can't get it, can you? Anyway, we're going to cross over to the newsroom where we're going to join Amy in the newsroom. Abby in the newsroom. Sorry, Abby. Here you go.
Channel Radio News Update.
Actress Liz Dawn, who is best known for playing Vera.